Hello guys, welcome to IELTS Swift. My name is Raghav Gupta and I am here to tell you the secrets of IELTS, clearing IELTS. I have just recently given my this IELTS exam and scored very well. In fact, I have given a few attempts. Earlier I was miserably failing and now I am getting good marks and good scores in IELTS. I want to teach you or share with you the tricks of the trade in succeeding IELTS. So I see many candidates failing or is not scoring enough in two of the modules, writing and speaking, and I also failed multiple times before I could even get CLB 9 band in these two modules. So first two attempts I scored 5.5 each. So I can say from taking the journey from 5.5 to 7.5 in speaking, I had to give a great deal of efforts, and finally I scored it. So I can now share with you the secrets and how I scored well in writing and speaking. In listening, I got 9, and in reading it was 8.5, and most recently it was 7.5. So overall my recent score was 9, 7.5, 7 in writing and 7.5 in speaking. So let's talk about writing first. I see many candidates failing in writing and not achieving the band 7 score in writing. The main reason is that traditional ways or the trainers are teaching them to be skilled up to the level of 6.5. That's the reason they are getting 6.5. They are not even, you know, attempting the exam for 7 or 7 or higher, in fact. So what I realize is that they are even appearing the exam for level B2. In fact, B2 is kind of 6.5. So I think they need to elevate their level and start reading some essays which are really C1 and C2 levels. And what I see is that structure is obviously there, but this structure restricts these people from going from, you know, B2 level to C1 or C2. How it restricts. So if I talk about any body paragraph, let's say, so they say first is the topic sentence you need to write, then one liner, the explanation about the topic sentence, then give the example and then conclude it, right? So these four sentences you need to write. But what happens when you write these four sentences, you just try to write four sentences only. You don't write to explain the situation fully. Then you lack in explaining the topic, or, you know, not giving the fully expanded answer, you lose scores, right? So I think you should write in the freestyle way, where you need to focus on grammar and using the complex sentences, and but to ensure that, you need to fully expand your answer irrespective of how many lines it would take, right? So you just cannot fully write your answer in four lines and assume that you will get good grades. That four lines will make you only 6.5. And some other cases, if you are really brilliant and you have a great knowledge, and if you can write elaboratively in just four lines, then you will get 7 max. And I have seen people struggling a lot, and so many people struggling with 6 and 6.5, and they are not even reaching to the level of 7. In fact, I gave like 5 times or 6 times before I even could get 7. So I can understand at that, you know, the very last attempt now, I changed my strategy, and whatever I wrote differently, and I did not follow that 4-line pattern at all. I used my freestyle of writing, and I ensured that I fully developed my idea before I, conclude that. I did not put a conclusion in one of the body paragraph. And another thing is giving the examples. I think whatever examples we are giving in the body paragraphs are not realistic. They are giving some random studies which are not even that company does. For example, Harvard does a lot of studies, right? But there are few studies they don't do. How should I give you an example? But I mean, I'm not sure like what studies they don't do, but they don't do many studies, right? And we write about those. And we say like, okay, some medical institute research about the, the Bollywood celebrities and why there are so many influencing and why they influence the people of the lives of the people across the world and how it is impacting people's daily routine. So we are giving explanation or the examples of some blah blah company or magazine or some publication. So they don't do that research even, and we just give some random year and with some random figures like 22% people fail in that exam or something like that, right? So we should stop and avoid giving such random studies. Nobody knows, right? Examiner might look up in the internet and see like if those studies are even real. And basically, they'll figure out whether those are fake or, unrealistic at the first glance itself. So, all in all, this is this is my advice that you better give real pictures and real examples, like saying, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook is implementing some cryptocurrency based wallet or some other payment method. So that is kind of realistic, and you can say like a lot of companies are now investing in cryptocurrencies and crypto based payment methods. So those are quite realistic things, and two examples I talk about which I gave in my writing were one of them was question was whether parents should money is the only best way of giving as a present to the children. So I wrote like in country like India where it is where guests often give money as a present to children when they visit their home. So so I gave this example even. So this is true, and it makes a good example because at that time and due to the pressure of the exam, we don't really understand like what is the example and what is the fully explanation, explanation of the topic sentence. So it is my advice that you put the right and realistic examples, and examples are good to expand your answer for sure. And ideally we should give examples in both of the body paragraphs, And unless you are expanding the body paragraph with the argument itself, you should give the examples. Okay guys, thank you so much for listening to me, and follow me on Facebook and YouTube with IELTSSwift.com. IELTSSwift, you can type facebook.com/IELTSSwift, IELTSSWIFT, and waiting to hear from you and your feedback. Thank you so much.